Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some Cochrane reviews show how the introduction of one intervention might reduce the need for another. This is the case with the December 2012 review of the effects of psychosocial interventions on the prescribing of antipsychotics in nursing homes. It's described here by Sascha Kupke from the University of Lübeck in Germany.
Nursing home residents are regularly prescribed antipsychotics, but there are major differences between countries, settings and institutions. For example, studies from the UK and Austria have shown that up to half of the residents in nursing homes receive antipsychotics. These are usually prescribed to control so-called challenging behavior in persons with dementia, such as verbal and physical aggression. But surprisingly, there is little evidence that antipsychotics actually help with this, and in fact, they might be harmful. They are associated with important adverse events, as falls, sedations, cardiovascular problems, and even increased mortality. Therefore, guidelines have proposed non-pharmacological interventions for challenging behavior. Psychosocial interventions focus on psychological and social interaction and might be a feasible alternative to antipsychotics in this population. This led to a Cochrane review of the evidence from randomized trials. We tried to identify whether psychosocial interventions could help to reduce the prescription of antipsychotics in nursing home residents and found evidence that they might do so. There are few randomized trials of psychosocial interventions in nursing home residents where the aim was to reduce antipsychotic prescription, and only 4 studies were identified for inclusion in the review. These studies used different components, so we were unable to perform a meta-analysis, but there were a reduction of antipsychotics in each of them. As one component, all interventions offered training to staff, physicians, pharmacists or relatives with the intention of improving prescription practice and encouraging person-centered care. Only one of the studies was of good methodological quality, and unexpectedly this showed the strongest intervention effect. The psychosocial intervention nearly halved the number of residents with antipsychotics after 12 months without any negative side effects. However, the study was rather small and only conducted in one healthcare system of nursing home care, so there is a need for it to be repeated elsewhere. In the meantime, though, its approach might be worth adopting by nursing homes trying to reduce the use of antipsychotics. Psychosocial interventions will always be complex interventions consisting of more than one component, making it difficult or impossible to define the value of each single component. Therefore, the much-needed future studies should include in-depth analyses of processes related to the study, including barriers and facilitators of the implementation of the study within nursing homes. At present, our bottom line is that nursing homes and everyone involved in the care of people within them should try to avoid antipsychotic prescriptions and should establish a certain culture of care, perhaps by introducing psychosocial interventions and allowing for person-centered care.
Details of these interventions, as tested in the 4 studies in this new Cochrane review, are available in its full version, which is available from thecochranelibrary.com.